Glory to thee, who hast shown us the light. Glory to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill among men.
Looks up your heart, O Father God, as Lord, let no mercy die. Us for our blood, we are the need and our reminder.
O Lord, King and Heavenly God, Father Almighty, alarm the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, let us open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Last Master,
blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
For
the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the
Lord.
For the peace of the whole world, God in the state of the holy churches of God and the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord. And for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord. For our Father and Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord. And Archbishop Yohanna, and for their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our president, civil authorities, and armed forces, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city and every city and countryside, and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
All things remembrance are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
For unto thee are to all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
our God.
Holy,
for thine is the majesty, and thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto ages of ages.
Thank you.
to thee without seed. Wherefore, by their pleadings, O Christ God, save our souls.
God, the root of the offended, for the love of God, come us here. Our death and heaven, O God, and he that we have to know, لا بمقتدى أعمالنا
بل بمقتضى القصد والنعمة التي أعطيت لنا في المسيح يسوع قبل الأزمنة. وإنما أظهرت الآن بظهور مخلصنا يسوع المسيح الذي أبطل الموت وأنار الحياة والخلود بواسطة الإنجيل الذي جعله أنا له كاردا ورسولا ومعلما للأمم. لهذا السبب أحتمل هذه الأمور أيضا، لكنني لست أخجل لأنني عالم بما آمن. ممكن أنه قادر أن يحفظ وديعتي إلى ذلك اليوم. تمسك بصورة الكلام الصحيح الذي سمعته مني في الإيمان والمحبة التي في المسيح هي يسوع. احفظ الوديعة الصالحة من روح القدس الساكن فينا. أنت تعلم هذا، أن جميع الذين في آسيا ارتدوا عني، الذين منهم في جيلوس وهرمجانوس. يعطي الرب رحمة لبيت أنيسيفوروس لأنه مرارا كثيرا أراحني ولم يخجل بسلسلتي، بل لما كان في روميا طلبني بأوفر الجهاد ووجدني. ليعطي الرب أن يجدوا رحمة من الرب في ذلك اليوم. وكل ما كان يخدم في أفسه أنت تعرفه جيدا.
Which I went unto the Lord for all that he has given me.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's second letter to Timothy.
Let us be attentive.
Timothy, my son, do not be ashamed then of testifying to our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share in suffering for his cause, for the gospel and the power of God, who saved us and called us with the holy calling, not in virtue of our works, but in virtue of his own purpose and the grace which he gave us in Christ Jesus ages ago. And now he has manifested the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For this gospel I was appointed as a preacher, an apostle, a teacher, and therefore I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am sure that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the truth that has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. You are aware that all who are in Asia turned away from me, and among them Phygelios and Hermogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me. He was not ashamed of my chains, but when he arrived in Rome, he searched for me urgently and found me. May the Lord grant him to find mercy from the Lord on that day. And you will know all the service he rendered at Ephesus.
Peace be to you, reader.
And to thy spirit, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia. Interpreted by the Church of the Fathers, as the heavenly banquet that God has for everyone. He wants it for everyone. And that's what we hear in the gospel, is that all these people are invited. Many are called. But then there's a lot of excuses. I can't come because of this. I can't come because of this. I can't come because of that. Now, it's hard for us that have come to the heavenly banquet today. I'll get to that in just a bit. To think about those that didn't come and had those excuses. Now, there might be some of us here today that we have lots of excuses not to come. And we're here for just a particular thing today. Or we just thought I'd be up this morning and come to church. But God wants more from us. He wants us to be with Him. Always. He speaks about His house wanting to be full. And that's why when those people started giving excuse after excuse after excuse, the ones that were invited, He told His servant, go out and just get anybody. I want my house full. And our loving Father wants His house full. He wants it for everyone. In a little bit, we're going to lift up the, Deacon Michael is going to lift up the gift. And at that time, we're going to say, offering unto thee thine own of thine own, for all, for everyone. That's the heavenly banquet for us. Every divine liturgy. We participate in that heavenly banquet. We participate in that, quote unquote, Last Supper. Or more technically, the church calls it the mystical supper. Because it's done over and over and over again. Eternally up in heaven it's done. And every time we have the divine liturgy, we celebrate it here on earth. And God comes down and gives us His food. His own body, His own blood. God comes down and feeds us. Every liturgy. Every liturgy. Last night, we had our parish Christmas program. And normally I don't, but a number of people have asked, after Vespers tonight, I have confession. And I said, okay, fine. So I announced that I was doing confession. I ended up doing confession for about an hour, which is fine. It's a good thing, people coming and confessing their sins. Near the end, there was about four or five of our teens who come every Wednesday. And I said to them, because I would get a little tired, I said to them, you want to do it on Wednesday because I can just do it on Wednesday. And one of them said, no, I want to have communion today. I wasn't thinking about that, but they were right. They were right. They were preparing themselves so that they could take communion today. They were preparing themselves so they could fully participate in the heavenly banquet. They were preparing themselves so they didn't have an excuse for not participating. On the second Sunday before Christmas, I'm sure there's lots of things a lot of people are doing. It's not just the second Sunday, but 10 days until Christmas. So if you're hosting Christmas, you're out shopping. If you're not hosting Christmas, you've got to meet a lot of people to buy gifts for. You're out there and you're buying gifts for them. If you're really generous this season, you're out helping the poor. But either way, remember that you are called. And you want to be part of the few that are chosen. And that's our choice. God wants everybody. He wants His house full. He's calling everybody to come. It's our choice if we want to be part of the chosen. And that's what I pray for, not just us that are here today, for the hundreds of people that say they belong to St. George that aren't here today. And some of them have valid reasons. But some of them, I'm sure, are just excuse after excuse after excuse. Whatever that reason is they're not here, God help them so that He can touch their heart and bring them here. So that all of us together can participate in the heavenly banquet. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I got a number more of announcements, so
please be patient. First of all, our sympathies are extended to the Mansour family, not members of our parish, but members of the Arab American community. Judge Anthony Tony Mansour passed away this past Tuesday. There's going to be a service after the new year where more information will be posted in the paper, and we'll get that for you after the new year. But we'll be praying for Anthony today. We have our Christmas Mass service this Wednesday at 6 p.m., and then our Sawyer Wednesday follows that. I want to thank, I mentioned it, we really want to thank the church school, the parents, and our children for a really wonderful program last night that we had. It was different than we normally have, and it's nice to be different sometimes. We don't get bored with the same thing over and over again. But it was really a nice event to have a magician that was there. That was very entertaining for a lot of people. We want to thank our church school for sponsoring that. And again, it's really it was a beautiful parish Christmas program for all of us. If you'd like to donate for decorating for the church, there's a form in there in the front on the narthex table for a Christmas poinsettia. The ladies are having their holiday lunch. It's going to be on January 5th when we celebrate the baptism of Christ. All the women in the parish are invited. Please see Gab Batiste or Lafay Lyons for more information or make a reservation. You walked in today and you hopefully weren't surprised, because at the end of the year we always pass out our offering forms. And the offering forms are out in the lounge, along with the church calendar that are donated by our ladies auxiliary every year. It's a Christmas gift to our families. Just take one for family. And you can pick up your envelopes, and if you have family or friends that aren't here, you're more welcome to pick those up and give them that. Thank you. The last thing I want to mention is Kyle Alcori is going to be having a Christmas, a New Year's Eve party on New Year's Eve, December 31st, here at the church. If you're interested in getting tickets, he's here today. He'll be with you during coffee fellowship. I know we have a number of guests here today. The first one, the former parishioner, Nicole, her maiden name Ashley, Kent, and her daughter, Catherine. Nice to have you here. They're from Tennessee Grace. St. Nicholas and Three Orthodox Church Tanner. It's great to have you today. Are there others that are visiting with us? Yes, Sally. You got two rows of your whole family. It's wonderful to have them here. And it's nice that we'll be praying for your husband and all the other members of your family. Nice to have all the Josephs here in Guerrero. Anyone else? Very well. If we could please stand.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
That guarded always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and of the ages of ages.
Pleasures of flesh is worthy.
you approach, O God, neither serve thee, O King of glory, but it serve thee as a great and fearful thing, even to the heavenly powers. Nevertheless, your unspeakable and boundless love toward mankind, thou hast become man yet without change or alteration, and as master of all, to take the name for a high priest, to deliver unto us the mystery of this perfect and bloodless sacrifice. For thou alone, O Lord, our God, hope of the hope of heaven and earth, who are born of the Lord, the cherubim, who are born of the seraphim, receive the dream, who hold our holy and righteous and holy place. Wherefore, I pray thee, the Lord, our prayer and our ready to listen, look down upon me, the sinner and thy abominable servant, and cleanse my soul and my heart from an evil conscience, and by the power of thy Holy Spirit, enable me, O Jew, to grace the Jesus, to stand before this thy holy gate, and perform the sacred mystery of my holy and immaculate body and precious blood. For I draw near to thee, and by my neck I pray thee, but now thy grace will be cast down upon thy servant. About faith, gift may be offered underneath my knees, thy sinful and unworthy servant. For thou thyself art he that offered and is offered, that accepted the spirit of Christ, our God, and he is brought glory, together with an ever-written Father, and all who need to display the Spirit, now and ever.
Metropolitan Paul, Archbishop John, who are in captivity,
Bishop Alexander, the priest Robert, Safar Husab, Asma Georgette, Makila Emil, Levi, Vera, Alex, Paniotis, Vera, Marion, Phyllis, Shauna, Daisy, Ahmad, Rawal, Nimmer, Sally, Nuffley, Nicola, George, Adam, Ida, Reen, Eva, Nicholas, Elaine, Michael, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Patricia, Fran, Darren, Albert, and Ron, Michael, Jennifer, the newborn, Mila, Marie, Nodi, Jerry, the newborn, Matthew, our expectant parents, Renee and Rakan, and Dina and Leif, your servant Adam, who is to be brought into the Orthodox faith through the sacraments of baptism, chrismation, and reception of his first communion, your servants who are celebrating their birthdays, Olivia, Giselle, Evelyn, Shane, Tanas, Adam, Fadi, and Dan, Thomas, Marianne, Elias, Ahmad, Karen, Angela, Palmer, Reen, Lubna, Natalie, and Christine, all first responders, and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East, and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, team soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, OCF, and preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. God, be part of this life and the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially your servants, Edward, James, Adele, Raymond, Norman, Esther, Mildred, Dorothy, Dolores, Ernest, and Rula, and your newly departed servants, Nafi, Mushdi, and Anthony. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask.
Christian ending to our life, nameless, blameless, peaceful, and in the defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord. Callings, remembrance, are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the faithful, close, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
To thee, O Lord.
Through the compassion of that only begotten Son with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy, infinite, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Let us love one another, that with one accord we may confess.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,
the Trinity, Lord, be just, and the doors in wisdom, let us attend.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all worlds, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us died and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and became man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate and suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory and his judgment to the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life,
who proceedeth from the Father,
who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who is saved by the prophets. And I believe in one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins.
Let us stand aright. Let us stand with fear. Let us attend, that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
Have mercy on me, a sacrifice of praise.
On grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us lift up our hearts. Let us give thanks unto the
and hast endowed us with the kingdom which is to come.
For all these things we give thanks unto thee, and to thy only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit. For all things of which we know and of which we know not, and for all the benefits bestowed upon us, both manifest and unseen. And we give thanks unto thee also for this ministry, which thou hast vouchsafed to receive in our hands, even though there stand beside thee thousands of archangels and 10,000 of angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, soaring aloft, borne on their wings, singing the triumphal hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and singing.
Blood of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless both, Master.
changing them by thy Holy Spirit.
Amen, amen, amen.
That to those who shall partake thereof, they may be unto the cleansing of soul, unto the forgiveness of sins, unto the communion of thy Holy Spirit, unto the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, and unto boldness for thee, not as the judgment, nor as the condemnation. And again, we offer unto thee this rational worship for all those who in faith have gone before us to their rest, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially our all-holy Immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth-giver of God, and of the Virgin Mary. Most Holy Theotokos, save us. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. The blessing of the Lord be upon you.
For the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit,
Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
And of faithful master that with boldness and without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And if it is so, give us this moment, yet we may not live, yet we wish yet.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages. Thou thyself, O Master, look down from heaven upon those who have bowed their heads unto thee, for they have not bowed down unto flesh and blood, but to thee, the fearful God. Therefore, O Master, do thou thyself distribute these gifts here spread forth unto all of us for good, according to the individual need of each. Voyage with those who sail by sea, journey with those who travel by land and air. Heal the sick, thou who art the physician of our souls and bodies. Through the grace and compassion and love toward mankind of thine only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine own holy, infinite, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages. And our dear visibly present with us, about saved by thy mighty hand, to acquire one of us an immaculate body and precious blood, and through us and through all the people. O God, grace us to be the sinner, and have mercy upon me. O God, grace us to be the sinner, and have mercy upon me. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner, and have mercy upon me.
Let us attend
holy things are for the
brothers and sisters, lo, I draw near to the mortal King and our God, the precious and all holy body
of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, depart unto me, the unworthy priest Joseph, for the remission of my sins and unto the life everlasting. Amen.
Oh, no longer be called upon in thy name. O come, all you faithful, let us adore Christ, the Holy Resurrection, for both through the cross and joy come to all the world. Ever blessing the Lord, let us sing his resurrection, for by enduring the cross of our saints, he has destroyed death by death. Shine, shine in Jerusalem, for the glory of the Lord hath dawned on thee, exalted be glad of Zion, and now, O pure Theotokos, be radiant in the resurrection of thy Son.
O God, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance.
Preserve them in that life of
blessedness which is with thee, O thou who lovest mankind.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Thou art our God, who descended into Hades and loosed the bonds of those who were there. Thyself you cast also to the souls of thy servants.
That thou wilt pardon their every transgression, both voluntary and involuntary. That the Lord God will establish their souls with a just repose, the mercies of God, the kingdom of heaven, and remission of their sins. Let us ask of Christ, our immortal King and our God.
Thou the same, Lord, give rest to the souls of thy departed servants, Edward, James, Adele, Raymond, Norman, Esther, Mildred, Dorothy, Dolores, Ernest, and Rula, in a place of brightness, a place of verdure, a place of repose, where all sighs, sorrow, and sickness have fled away. Pardon every sin they have committed, whether by word or deed or thought. For thou art good and lovest mankind, for there is no man who lives and sins not, and thou only art beyond sin, and thy righteousness is to all eternity, and thy word is truth. For thou art the resurrection, the life, and the repose of thy departed servants, Edward, James, Adele, Raymond, Norman, Esther, Mildred, Dorothy, Dolores, Ernest, and Rula, O Christ our God, and unto thee we ascribe glory, together with thine unoriginate Father, thine all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John,
of the holy, glorious, and all laudable apostles, of our father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, whose divine liturgy we celebrated, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George the Trophy Bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of the holy forefathers of Christ, and the great martyr Philothidios, who we remember on this day, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind, through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us.
Amen.
Today for Coffee Fellowship, our ladies auxiliary are having their annual holiday bake sale. Please support them and be generous in your offerings. Thank you.